I hope so.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Ernest. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and, of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then since it is an established business, she does want me to apply that established business rate here for you and make it even more affordable. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
I can't complain. It's a blessing, sir. I hope yours is.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. Now, I noticed that you did verify your listing on Google, which is great. And then, I mean, right now what you've got is kind of like a digital business card, right? I mean, people have to know the name of your business to find that listing. But what this is going to do is going to get you on the first page for the keywords related to the services that you provide. So, of course, Mr. Cox, people can, you know, type in fencing contractor or any of the services that you want to be found for. I know you do a lot of different services, decks, flooring, siding, etc. So when people are typing in those types of keywords into a search on Google or Bing, whether they're on a computer or a smartphone or any device that accesses the internet, E&J will be one of those top options that people will see. And, of course, that means you'll get phone calls. You'll get calls directly to you. Now, I'm looking at the Facebook page right now, and you do beautiful work. I mean, we just want to put those photos on like a .com website and connect that website to all the different destinations and directories that the search engines do search for. You've got that Facebook page. We would run Facebook ads for you as well, that social media campaign to get your phone ringing quickly and get you found throughout your entire service area. Also allows us to focus on specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, as far as pricing goes, we do offer the service on a month-to-month basis because we know that our clients will choose to keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. And as an established business, you do see reduced pricing. We prefer to work with companies that kind of know what they're doing, and you certainly do quality work, right? You're looking here at a flat rate on a month-to-month basis of just $299.00. That is the exact amount. Of course, the calls come to you, so you're not paying for leads or anything like that. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. I was looking at because Angie Lee was calling me. Actually, I done went with them, which I haven't took on any jobs because I'm just busy right now, just by me being out here doing what I was doing for so many years.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with that service. I mean, I know it's just been a few years that it's Angie Leads, kind of a combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor, but it was Home Advisor for many years before that.
Right.
Before that, it was called Service Magic. So I've definitely talked to business owners that have used that particular service. Now, one thing that a lot of people don't like about that service is it's a shared lead system. So every lead that you get, first of all, you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. And then the leads that you get are sent and sold to a handful of your competitors. So you're always kind of in a bidding war. Of course, it's going to be hit or miss. But, you know, whether you end up continuing to use that service or not, I think most business owners, and I'm sure you would fall into this category as well, most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them versus pay for leads. And, of course, it's going to be more affordable, too. I mean, the leads for your services might be, you know, as low as $40 or $50, but they might be as high as, you know, $150 for a bigger job. So this is a flat rate. It's easier to budget for. You know, it doesn't vary depending on how many leads you get or how much each lead costs. It's just that flat rate. And of course, with the calls coming directly to you. Now, sometimes what they'll allow me to do is include the website. I mean, like I said, it is, it's a month-to-month service, so of course we want you to see success right from the very beginning. Now, if I could get the website included, like at no additional cost, you know, kind of build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost included in that $299, I'm sure that's more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time, right?
Wow, that do sound very beneficial.
Yeah, and then you're talking about Google, right? I mean, it's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new client that finds you online does become someone who can use your services down the road or recommend you to their friends and their family. So it's definitely going to get you that quality phone call from someone who is going to make an educated choice to call you. I mean, you know, you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does a search, but the ones that call you will have seen that website first. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, sir. I kind of I understand everything that you're talking about. It's plain and simple. It's all about me.
It's as straightforward as it can be. I mean, obviously the pricing is straightforward. Our job is to get your phone ringing, and really, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to be very successful with the service. Now, keep in mind, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Now, I saw that the Angie's has it as E&J Home Improvement and Construction. The Facebook page just has it as E&J Home Improvement. I mean, how did you actually want the business to be branded online?
Actually, the one that's on Angie's.
And the and construction. And the and, well, it's both and. The one between the E and J and then between the improvement and construction, those are both the symbol for the word and, right? The ampersand, not the word A and D spelled out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like it that way. I mean, I think it grabs people's attention, makes them look at it twice. And then it does look like the phone number that we are speaking on is the one that you would want your customers to call. It's the one that is listed there on Google. Is it the best number for us to reach you as well?
Yes, sir. Eventually, I will get that number. This number right here is just straight with E&J. This is kind of like my personal number and my...
Oh, it is now. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. That's okay. And then the other thing that I did want to ask, and it looks like it's listed on Google without an address, but then the Angie's has the 8385 Main Street. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, right? Your business, you go out to the customer and no one ever does come to you. There's no physical street address, no showroom or brick-and-mortar location that you would want us to be promoting for your business, right?
Right, that's correct. That's just that's my home address right there.
That is your home address, okay. So that's where it was verified though, right there in Vanceboro. And then of course Tara says you're willing to travel, at least for the right job. You know, and the best part about what we do, the farther away it is, it's gonna be more like focusing on the bigger jobs. EJHomeIcon@gmail.com. Is that a good email address for you?
Yes, that's the best address right now, email address,
okay.
Until I switch everything over to the professional web.
Okay, I gotcha. And then keep in mind, as far as the website and everything that we create, we can always add to it, make changes. There's never any additional cost for that. So if you know, the phone number changes or the email address changes, or if you want us to add new photos to the website, things like that, there's never any additional cost. In fact, there's no additional cost for anything. I mean, there's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees whatsoever. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it's only ever always going to be that exact flat rate, and it's a fixed rate as well. It'll never go up on you. Now, seeing that it is an exclusive listing and we're filling that position today, if you don't have any questions for me, I would do just a couple of things. I mean, one, I would want to take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We would want to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you've got already a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. And then, of course, Mr. Cox, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Ernest, the other thing that I am required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is that flat rate, that in fact we are including the website for you, etc. Now, Ernest, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it, Mr. Cox, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
Okay, and then Ernest, give me just a second there. Get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Cox. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
E&J Home Improvement and Construction, LLC.
LLC, that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Ernest Cox, Jr. I'm the owner and operator.
Okay. And then, Mr. Cox, as the owner and operator of E&J Home Improvement and Construction, LLC, Ernest, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Ernest, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Cox, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
That I am.
Okay. Of course, it's kind of a silly question, but I have to ask it. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, Ernest, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to reach out and contact you directly. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Cox, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Facebook, or aware of the Angie leads. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Ernest, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Cox, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir, there will be.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. Ernest, we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service, and of course with the website included, Ernest, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 7th of August, and the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. And then, Ernest, of course, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, Ernest, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is, again, included at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Ernest, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $299, and again, that rate will never go up on you. Mr. Cox, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. Now, Mr. Cox, you can also pause the service. Let's say you get more work than you can take on, or if you want to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Ernest, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Cox, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ernest, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
At this point, yes, I will. But
okay.
Today's date, if we can wait until... Ms. Jericho, I ask you to give me a call back on the 13th.
So the 13th would be Sunday. The 14th would be a week from today, Monday.
Right.
Is that because the $299 is not available today?
No, it's just I have other things going on that I want to, and then as far as the billing date, I want to have the billing date on a certain time of the month. So that's how
if you prefer the billing date to be on the 14th, we could definitely do that starting in September moving forward. It is a position that we are actively filling today, and like I said, it's going to take a little bit of time for us to get that set up. So it's not like we're going to flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. But if you're able to take on phone calls and start scheduling those projects, Now would be a perfect time to get things going. But if you wanted the future billing to be on the 14th of the month moving forward, we could start that in September, kind of give you a 5-week first month. But like I said, our job is to find just the one company to work with. Once we find that company, we do officially close out the category. We stop calling through the area. We can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. And of course, that means that you'll get more phone calls. And it's good for you. It's good for us too. I mean, with the website included and with the setup fee waived, with the cost of the service reduced, that $299, as you can well imagine, doesn't even cover our cost to get it done in the first month. You know, so we have to earn your business for several months just for us to break even. But like I said, our clients keep the service long term. So I'd be happy to give you that 5-week first month and push the billing out in September to the 14th and then the 14th moving forward after that. Is that fair?
Wow. Ah, man. Let's see. I might have to miss up on the opportunity. I hate to.
Would that be just because the $299 is not available today? I mean, I can understand if that's the case.
It's available. I just have so much other stuff. I have a back-to-school event that I'm doing here this Saturday coming up.
Huh?
It's just so much coming out right now, and I know I'm waiting on some checks to come in. That's all.
Well, you know, you mentioned the Angies, and I don't know if you've got your leads turned on or off, but you know, whenever a business owner says that money's tight, I know something like that can cost you quite a lot. You probably spent maybe almost $300 just to sign up with it, but of course you can.
Right. I did, and I have to ask, sorry to cut you off, sir, but you're exactly right, and I have to contact Angie Leeds because I didn't check my bank account, and over double already came out already. I haven't already?
Oh, wow. Yeah, they'll start charging you for leads whether you call the person or not, but as soon as you kind of ask for the details of that lead, then you're going to pay for that lead whether you call that person or not, whether they answer the phone when you call or. And of course, if you don't get the job, you still have to pay for that. So, I mean, obviously this is going to be much more affordable for you. You're going to reach more people and it's going to make you more money too. A lot of times people use Angie's because they know they're going to get several bids and several phone calls. And sometimes they're looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes they're just looking for a bunch of estimates to try to budget for a future project. But you still have to pay for it, right? But when people go on Google, when they're looking at websites, when they're making a conscious, educated choice to reach out to you, it really is because they're hoping that you're available to do the job and pretty much already thinking if the price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So, Ernest, it is a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Best part about it, too, is the services you provide. I mean, you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs just to break even. Something like this, I think even one job would more than offset the cost of the service. And we're talking about
absolutely.
Google,
you know? Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I actually agree.
And that's why we offer it on a month-to-month basis. You know, our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable. Nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. So I know it's going to make sense for you because, you know, Google is where people go when they don't know who to call. You'll definitely get more phone calls. You'll have that increased online presence. I mean, you went ahead and verified your listing because you see a value to being found on Google, but this is going to have you searchable. I mean, not just for your business name, which is great. I mean, if people know the name of your business, if they're looking for you in particular, if they get recommended to you by somebody else, they can find that listing. At this point, they would see a Facebook page. But what this is going to do, it's going to first of all have a .com website instead of that Facebook page. And if you like, we can have a link on your website to your Facebook page too. So what you already have working is going to continue to work and keep working for you. But also, like I said, people won't need to know the name of your business. They're not going to have to be looking for you in particular. They're just looking for a guy who can do what you do And in that exact moment that they're searching for someone to call, you'll be one of their top options. So you'll definitely get more phone calls. You're putting yourself right where people need you when they need you the most. And then, of course, with the Facebook ads, too, for people that are on their Facebook page, they'll see your ads scrolling past. And when they click on it, it goes right to your website, and they can call you there as well. So you might have to stretch a little bit. I know it's not always comfortable when opportunity knocks, but we have to answer that door, so to speak, even if we're in the shower. We got to take the opportunities when they come, because even if we're not ready when we get that opportunity, we become ready, right? And I think this is something that you would want, especially, I mean, Tara put in the notes, you're looking to hire some people who can help you move your business forward and maybe have you even step in like more of a managerial position to where you're just managing the work that comes in and the people that actually do the work for you. But having that steady stream of phone calls and having those jobs come to you, especially as you find helpers, you know, this is going to keep your company moving forward.
Yes, sir. I agree. And what is the company that you work for?
So we're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is the name of the business website. And I'm going to send you right now a link to the pricing page because I want you to see, you know, who you're working with and what you'll be getting here. So LocalSplash.com/SEO-packages. Sending it to you through the computer. So it's an SMS message, but it works the same way as a text message does. If you can put me on speakerphone and maybe open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So like I said, you are going to be able to monitor your success. You'll be able to track your success with 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. One thing that I did not mention is that you'll actually be able to monitor your reviews, and you will have reviews. I mean, different platforms that we'll create for you, most of them allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on things like Yelp, Google, Foursquare, wherever those reviews originally populate, they do repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from. You even know you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or have us respond to those reviews for you. We would do that at no additional cost. You know, we've been around since 2004, so a little later on this year, we're going to kind of celebrate our 19th anniversary. That's a long time for any industry, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, that is a long time. You know, we do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Certainly, we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time for you to be a satisfied client. Now, Ernest, right in the middle there, it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a box that has a colorful Google G. It says Google Partner. That is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That is our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. You can click right on that box, and it does go to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And, of course, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm, they do share those changes with us. So we always have the right content for our clients to keep them on that first page and keep their phone ringing. Now, if you scroll down just below that, it says SEO packages. We're talking about the Platinum package here, which is a real budget-friendly way to cover your service area. It is listed at $599 a month with the $299 setup fee, but I'm talking about reducing the cost of the actual service itself to $299 a month and waiving that setup fee. So you'd be saving $599 in the first month alone. It's almost like getting the first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee, but it's actually better than that because next month it won't be $599. It will stay at that $299. So every month moving forward, you're going to save $300. Now, there are some other bells and whistles off of the other packages, you know, things like the dashboard access and Amazon Alexa, Google Home. I mean, if it doesn't cost my company anything but time to set up, if we're not coming out of pocket like to pay for like the specific ads or something like that that we'd have to do for those beefier packages, if you're going to tell me you're going 100 miles out or something like that, we might be talking about some of those other packages. But, and we can add some of those other things to that Platinum package. Still keep it at that $299 moving forward, because like I said, you know, I know that you're going to love the service. You just got to give us the opportunity to get it going for you. And as a Google partner, like I said, we cannot work with your competitors. We're not going to put you in a bidding war like the Angie's Leads does. You're just going to get your phone ringing directly from people who want to hire you for your services.
All right. Tell you this, sir. What's your name again?
My name is Paul.
Paul. Okay, Paul. And this is month-to-month basis. So I can ask, you said I can pause, I can just opt out.
Absolutely.
Whenever
it is completely at will.
3 days in advance.
Exactly. It is completely at will on a month-to-month. As long as you love the service, we're going to keep it up and active for you and keep it at that same price. You can stop at any time or pause it if you get more work than you can take on.
All right. And I will have, do I have to call y'all every time, like to pause and stop and all this stuff,
well,
or do I have a way to go on?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have your tracking and reporting system and an app that you can have on your phone. But if you email us or say, hey, you know, I want to pause it, something like that, we will want to reach out to you and just get the details and confirm everything for you. You can also reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
All right, Paul, let's go ahead and do it.
Okay. Mr. Cox, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Ernest, what's going to work best for you, sir?
It'll be a Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, Ernest, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's actually both. Yes, both.
Okay. Any middle initial, or is it just first and last name, or is the junior on that card too?
No, it's still middle initial. It's E and then junior.
Okay. So it says Ernest Cox. No junior at the
Ernest.
End of it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha. You said it was a Visa card, Ernest. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4036-2301-0984-0507.
And then the expiration month and year?
4/27.
04 of 2027, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
540.
You said 540?
Yes, 540.
Oh. Okay, so I've got 540 on the back. I've got April of 2027, or 04 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Ernest, was the card itself 4036? 2301-098, let's see, am I missing something there? I've got 40-36-2301-0984-0507.
Correct.
Is the billing address of that particular card the home address, the 8385 Main Street, 28586?
That's correct.
Okay. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email that does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, sir.
Did you have that pen?
Yes, just a second.
Oh, let me know when you're ready. Okay. So the toll-free number is 877 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And Ernest, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. Again, like I said, that's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice emailed to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Ernest, you'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then whether you when you get that email or the text message, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, it looks like the next available would be at 11 o'clock. Well, that might be short notice here, but I can definitely do 12 o'clock. Looks like there's at least one spot available for just about every hour between 11 o'clock and the last one at 6 o'clock. Let's see. Did you want something as soon as possible, early afternoon, late in the day?
Late in the day would be good for today because I'm about to run out and
okay.
Get my day actually started.
I hear you. I actually hear you, of course, yeah.
Okay.
4, 5, or 6 o'clock then? What's going to work better for you?
4 o'clock will be fine.
4 o'clock, okay. We're going to schedule it from 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. So it's going to get you a few minutes after 4, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, Ernest, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of answer any questions you might have, introduce you to your client interview technician. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I don't know if it's going to be 4:05 or 4:10 when they're calling you. If I am on a call already, of course, they'll call you on their own. They'll have your file. They'll do a really good job of taking care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or, well, I guess even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit of added security here for you, just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with E&J Home Improvement and Construction LLC, even if it's you, Ernest, and we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you to give us the answer to the security question. More important, anyone who calls you and tells you they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They will also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet's name.
First pet's name. And then, Ernest, what is the answer?
Nino. So, N-I-N-O.
Nino. I have to type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out? It actually looks like you got a couple of emails at this point. You got the welcome email. There's also an additional email. It says, action needed for Google verification. I know you are already PIN verified, so you may not need to worry about that one, but our automated system sends it out. It will help us, though, in building out the website. So there's a link that you could actually use on there to send us any pictures of tools or equipment or anything you want on your website, too. But like I said, you are already PIN verified, but our system already sent that out automatically. The one that I wanted you to see, though, was the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, it does go to, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, Ernest, it's hyperlinked. It goes to the local splash terms of experience. Kind of talking about everything we went over in the voice verification, beginning with the services we'll be providing on the left-hand side. Starts with Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you able to see that?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. So, of course, Google is our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but we'll also mirror the content on Bing. It's almost 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google, and that's a lot of phone calls, so we want you to have those opportunities, too. We'll mirror the content on Bing. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories if you choose to have them all. Of course, the website, the Facebook ads, I want to walk you through everything here. But if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Ernest, we do want you to click on that box. In the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. It is case sensitive if you're typing it in. If you're copy and pasting, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. Once you've got Ernest Cox in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. Mr. Cox, that does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It does also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Mr. Cox, just let me know when you see that next page.
Okay, yeah, y'all spelled my name wrong, so they won't allow me to use the way my name is actually spelled.
Oh, I thought I was copying it off of the, oh, I see what happened. I just had it as Tara put it in there, but I see it on Facebook as the EAR. Obviously, we're going to fix that right now, so I'm going to fix that. I apologize for that. I should have verified that. I saw your name on the Facebook page, but I didn't fix it. But that's how Tara had it. My apologies, sir.
Right.
So I'm going to send it back out to you. I'm going to send it out to you manually with that change made. All right. Okay, so I'm triggering that to be sent out again manually, and then it does have your correct spelling as a name there. Everything else still the same, and then Ernest with an E-A-R-N-E-S-T, but you're right, it has to be an exact match. And then if you see it ask you for a username and a password, you can actually stop right there. The reason you would see that is it's coming from the same dashboard portal that your tracking system will access. So our automated system, Ernest, thinks both that you're trying to access your tracking system and that your tracking system is already active. Neither of which is actually the case at this point. We do have to do your client interview, which we will be doing later on today in that 4 o'clock hour for us to create the content for there to be something to track. But once your tracking system is active, we're going to email and text you out both your username and a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. I can give you the username now because it has already been created and it cannot be changed. It's just the phone number that we're speaking on. Area codes included, but just the numbers. There's no dashes or spaces or parentheses or anything like that. But it's just the 252-565-3556. That'll always be your username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, Ernest, please do include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. And then we can easily forward that out to the right department. Anything and everything can be sent to that email address. But when we do the client interview in that 4 o'clock hour, they'll give you the photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com email address. You can email the photos team directly. I'm going to send you now a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say local splash, CIENG, that stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Some people ask me what that means. But you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am available in that 4 o'clock hour, just a few minutes after 4, if I am between phone calls, I'll speak with you again in the very beginning of that client interview. If I'm not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to using those. We can use those photos off of the Facebook page, or you can send us additional photos. Like I said, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is included too. So as we send you new jobs, you can send us new photos or new videos. We can add that to your website. We're looking forward to getting your phone ring in earnest and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, hopefully I'm available when our technician is ready to speak with you later on this afternoon so I could at least say a quick hello to you.
Okay, yes, sir. And you say you can give me a username?
Yeah. Oh, the username is your phone number. Yeah, it cannot be changed.
Okay.
And it's already set. It's just the phone number, area code included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Like I said, you don't need to try to log in right now. If you did put a password in, I think it would give you an error message that the page has not yet been created. Like I said, that's just our automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system. But once we do your client interview and start creating the content for there to be something to track within the next day or so, you should receive by text and email both that username that you already have and then the default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's okay too.
All right,
Mr. Cox,
yes,
Ernest, real pleasure speaking with you. You take care, and we'll talk to you again soon in that 4 o'clock hour.
All right, thanks, sir. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you, Mr. Cox.
Right.
Take care, Ernest.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.